It's All Things Considered, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, HPR1, and I'm Dave Lawrence. As we heard earlier in the hour this weekend, the big Ocean Aid event is happening Sunday at the Waikiki Shell, even offers free tickets. Bill, that includes CeeLo Green, Bootsy Collins, Grandmaster Flash, Maxi Priest, Ohio Players, Fishbone, Henry Capono. It's a benefit for ocean preservation. Learn more about it at our website, hawaiipublicradio.org, and we'll learn more about it right now. We've got one of the stars of the show on the line, legendary funketeer Bootsy Collins. Hey, Bootsy, thanks for taking some time for us. Appreciate you being on ATC.
Hey,
hey, brother.
Hey, everything good?
Everything's great. Even better now that you're here. How'd you get on this big Ocean Aid event?
I hooked it up, and it was like a great call, so we just had to jump on board.
And what's the goal of Sunday's concert as you see it, Bootsy?
Kind of like spreading the awareness about the Ocean Aid and how we're trying to clean up the oceans and making people aware of that fact, and to join in and everybody give a hand, because it really affects everybody. I mean, everybody's not aware of that, and I think this concert is just a start or a stepping stone of making people aware of that.
And it is true, because the ocean, everybody is connected to the ocean. That's a really good point. When did you first begin to get concerned about the effects man's having on the ocean and I guess the creatures that live in it?
Well, it's actually been an ongoing thing. It's just people haven't really dove into it like I guess it should have been. And people now are taking it more serious, especially people like Ocean Aid that are taking it more serious. And they connecting up with people that can get the word out and exposing this problem. Because a lot of people walk around and don't even know it's a problem. It's like littering, you know. It's like, you know, I got this paper, I'm in a car, I'm just going to throw it out the window. They don't know every time you do that it affects. It's a cause and effect thing. The people are just not aware of what they're doing. And I think this, along with a lot of other things, will help people realize what they're doing.
Well, that's a very good point, because sometimes I'll see somebody outside of work, they'll be having a cigarette somewhere on the street, they'll just throw it down on the street, not really realizing that, like you were talking about, the littering, that adds up.
Yeah, well, all of that kind of points in the same direction, and we got to get people to start realizing that the stuff that they're not concerned with affects us. They think just because we sweep it under the rug that it's all right, but at some point, that dirt got to come out, and it's going to affect everybody.
There are a lot of performers, too, Bootsy, on this lineup. Now, were you involved in helping to pick them, or who are some of these acts that you're the closest to?
Well, you know, it's like most of them I'm pretty much, I guess you would say, kind of hooked in with them. But Ocean Aid kind of went at it, and they knew. They already knew the connection. So they connected the dots and put it all together. I can't take no credit for that. It was all them cats just put it all together, and I think they put a great thing together, and this is just the start of it. This is just the beginning of it, and I think we can keep growing and growing and growing, and as people get aware, they'll feel more connected, because right now people feel like they're so alone. They're so out there by themselves that they're just drifting, but we're trying to get this groovement started that they understand that we all are connected. We all got to take a stand on this one.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was going to be something down the road, so you sort of answered that. That sounds like it, so this would be sort of an inaugural run. And Bootsy, I hear you've got a very special band that you're going to be playing with at this.
Well, yeah, we actually are trying to start we got a new album that we just finished, and we want to kind of stretch it out. Would be kind of funny, but it's not like stretching out, but it's more just a new start, a fresh start. We just want to start it out here. I mean, this is like right after the record was made, and it's like, wow, we might as well go ahead and start up with the new band. So this will be the first start. This has given us a chance to get ourselves together and kick things off. So we're kicking everything off right here at Ocean Aid. It's like the beginning of it.
Oh, it'll be very special. Love the Sea, Plastic Free, and it's a lineup with all these different artists on it. Some of these cats, like the Ohio Players, when I saw them on there, Bootsy, I was wondering, when was the last time that you were on a concert stage same night as the Ohio Players?
You're right. You're absolutely right. It's been a while. It's definitely been a while. We've lost a few of my best friends, Sugarfoot and Marsha Jones, over the last, but last year was Marsha Jones, I believe it was, and Sugarfoot about three or four years ago.
Right, right, 2013.
So, you know, yeah, and those were my original heroes, so that was pretty tough getting over that. But we're trying to evolve with everything else. It's just been kind of difficult watching and seeing your close friends and your peers, and I mean everybody just kind of disappearing, you know. And it's like it gives me more purpose to do what we're doing, you know, just get out here and give it all we got and keep funking.
Yeah, well, I spent a lot of time with Bernie Worrell, one of your old friends, and really missed him when he left us for the next plane. And so I know what you're talking about. When we think about the oceans, my brother, and you're talking to people, they're listening to you, relating to protecting the oceans, what message do you want to convey to those listening about the importance to take away from hearing you right now?
Well, I think, like I said, you know, it's very important that people feel like they're connected to something. And we have always used, George Clinton and I have always used funk as the mothership connection, because people felt like and feel like they are a part of something. Nowadays, it's kind of like people don't feel like they're a part of nothing. So we're trying to bring that brothership back together now so people feel like they're a part of it. And through this thing called Ocean Aid is our first attempt at really going after that, to show people that they mean something, because funk is making something out of nothing, and we've always done that. And it's nothing to pick up a piece of paper or don't throw a bottle in the water. That's nothing. But at the same time, it's everything, because when you take it upon yourself to do these things, you're making something out of nothing, and people need to know that that's a good thing. And through our music and our message, we're hoping that that's what they learn and they start to feel like they're part of something real and not this everyday distraction mess.
Well, that's a great message, and folks are hearing it here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. It's Bootsy Collins. He'll be part of the All-Star Bill this Sunday, including free tickets at the Waikiki Shell for Ocean Aid, and of course at hawaiipublicradio.org. You can get more information there. And a big mahalo to you. Thank you very much, Bootsy. Aloha.
Aloha. Yeah. Aloha. Bootsy Collins here. And we love how we're enjoying the show with our friend David Lawrence, baby. Yeah.
I'd rather be with you until that day we'll fly away. I just know.